Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. In our recent programs, we've been studying about the matter of worship, and we spent several days talking about music in Christian worship. But now we're going to focus our attention on something else. In the Bible, under the law of Moses, we read that they had many holy days, special days that they were to observe by the authority of God. There were certain ceremonies and procedures and sacrifices and so forth that they were to follow according to the law of Moses. Now, in the New Testament, we don't have holy days that correspond to the holy days that were characteristic of the Mosaic law. We do, on the first day of the week, as the New Testament teaches us, observe the Lord's Supper, Acts 20 and verse 7, and we partake of our means, 1 Corinthians 16. But the first day of the week is not a so-called holy day like the days of the law of Moses. Now, many people, therefore, desiring to be religious, they have invented a lot of different holy days. And they have these holy days not by the authority of Jesus Christ, but according to things that they have imitated from the apostate Roman Catholic Church. These holy days are of Catholic origin, and sometimes they're imitated by those who say they protest Catholicism. But friend, Christians observe the Lord's Supper every first day of the week, just as the New Testament teaches. We do not observe so-called holy days, especially those that have come from the minds of men. In fact, we're warned against such things as that, are we not? Look in your Bible to Galatians chapter 4, 9 through 11. Paul said, "But now, after that ye have known God, or rather known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Ye observe days and months and times and years." Paul said, "I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain." Friend, we're to do what we do by the authority of God. Paul here was teaching. We're not under the Mosaic law, which call for the observances of days and ceremonies. We're under Christ. That's the thing that we're trying to get across in teaching about worship. In fact, on our program, we're continuing to emphasize the authority of Jesus Christ. Do what the Bible teaches us by the authority of Christ. Now, Paul was writing to some people, some of whom were turning back from Christianity into the ways of Judaism, and they were observing unauthorized so-called holy days. Paul was showing them that to do such a thing as that was to turn away from the truth. Now, for us to go back and do what they did under the law of Moses, Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, "You're fallen from grace." Do you realize that? Since it was improper for the early Christians to turn to observing such days, why is it not improper for those who profess to serve Christ today to do similar things? Where are the authorizations for the so-called holy days that a lot of people like to practice? Friend, we were going to insist it's wrong to do that, and we must avoid that. Now, I want to bring to our attention today some of these holy days that men have invented. I won't have a whole lot of comment about each one of them to try to define them and so forth and the origin from which they have come, but they've not found in Scripture. For instance, there is what is called the Mardi Gras. Well, this is a last day of feasting and revelry and nudity and drunkenness and rioting before that period that some call the Lent. You know, you read about this down in New Orleans in the Mardi Gras and other places. You've never seen anything that's more of a satanic origin than the Mardi Gras. But a lot of people will go and engage in that, and they think that's come from a celebration of religious leaders, but it's not Christianity. It's paganism. It's a violation of the laws of God. Then there's somebody comes up here with Ash Wednesday. Well, what's Ash Wednesday? Where do I read about Ash Wednesday in the Bible? Well, nowhere. But what they do, they put ashes, they place on their forehead on the first day of Lent in order to indicate that they are a penitent people. But there's nothing in the Bible about putting ashes on your forehead and being showing you are penitent and the time of Ash Wednesday. And this was, of course, according to Lent. Now, what's Lent? Well, Lent is another man-made religious holy day, holy period. A period of some 40 days of sacrifice and denying self certain things that are usually commonplace otherwise. I heard one man say one time what he was going to give up for Lent was Lent. Well, Lent is not found in Scripture. And this idea of observing Lent, why, that's not of a divine origin. People talk about Holy Week. Well, Holy Week to some is that last week of this 40-day period of Lent. Where do we read about Holy Week? Then some have come up with the celebration of the raising of Lazarus. They call Lazarus Sunday. That's the commemoration of the raising of Lazarus. Well, we don't find that in Scripture. That's another man-made doctrine, another human tradition. And then there's Palm Sunday. Some have a celebration here about the commemoration of Jesus entering into Jerusalem. Well, we don't read anything in the Bible about making a special observance of that Palm Sunday. Now, Jesus did come into Jerusalem, and the people did show their adoration of him, but there's nothing about setting up a special holy day to commemorate that. Then there's Maundy Thursday. That's the day of the Last Supper. And Good Friday, or sometimes called Holy Friday. Some call it Black Friday. Well, that was the day of the crucifixion of Christ. Now, Christ was crucified, but we don't have any special divinely authorized celebration or observance of the day that Christ was crucified. This idea of Good Friday, that's altogether of human origin. That's not biblical. Then I suppose one of the most prominent holy days of men today is called Easter. Easter is supposed to be that celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Friend, Easter is not a biblical teaching for men to observe. You know, I heard one man say that on Easter he wished his hearers a Merry Christmas, because those that come on Easter usually don't show up again until Christmas. So he wished them a Merry Christmas every Easter. Well, Easter is not an authorization of God. Then there is this Sunday that's called Divine Mercy Sunday. That's the Sunday after Easter. And that's when the so-called Pope is to forgive sins that have been confessed and the removal of temporal punishment for those sins. And it's accompanied by a reception of communion. Well, that's altogether of human origin. That's the doctrines of men. That's not the teaching of God. People ought not do that. You know, Jesus said, "But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15:9. Does that make any difference to people? Does that make any difference to you, what the Lord has said about this particular matter? Have you ever heard of Annunciation Day? Why, that was a celebration of the day when Gabriel announced to Mary of the coming of the birth of Jesus. Men have come along and set up some kind of religious holy day to commemorate that. Well, that's not by the authority of God. Colossians 3:17 said, "Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of," and that means by the authority of, "the Lord Jesus Christ." Well, when you have Annunciation Day, you are not doing it by the authority of Christ. And then there's a celebration called the Advent that's leading up to Christmas. It's a visit by the wise men when they came to see Jesus. By the way, it's very likely that the wise men didn't come to see Jesus until he was about 2 years old. And celebration of Christmas as the birthday of Jesus. That's a wonderful family time, but that's not a celebration by the authority of God of the birthday of Jesus. All Saints' Day, on and on go the holy days that men have invited. A day to celebrate his transfiguration. Holy Cross Day, remembering the masons who erect a cross on church buildings. Trinity Sunday, to celebrate the Trinity, the Epiphany, to celebrate the baptism of Jesus. Friend, I suppose that there are others that I have not mentioned. I've just named over a few here. But none of these days have biblical authority. I don't know why people celebrate them. That is, if they really have respect for Thus Saith the Lord. If they're really going to speak as the oracles of God, they'll never come up with these kind of human-invented holy days. Christians realize and they recognize these things are relics of the apostasy, the falling away that the Apostle Paul had foretold would take place. It's pathetic that these so-called Protestant churches have borrowed these things from Roman Catholicism. And their religions are just overrunning with rituals and ceremonies and pious displays and showmanship of human religions. And they say this is to adore Christ. Friend, it may be that in their heart they intend to show recognition and adoration of the Lord. But friend, if we're going to show that kind of respect for the Lord that the Lord calls for, we're going to be obedient to his authority. We're not going to take it upon ourselves to try to concoct and invent and arrange the kind of religion that he didn't know anything about. Well, I suppose, in a way, that it'll be all right for those who don't respect the Word of God to celebrate all of these kind of days, and many people do celebrate them. But if you'll analyze closely, they don't have respect much for the Bible anyway. They don't believe it's the inspired Word of God. They don't believe the plan of salvation that God has given by the blood of Jesus Christ. They don't believe it's necessary sometimes to even believe in Christ. And they'll repent of their sins or confess their faith in Christ. And oh, how they vehemently deny the necessity of being baptized in spite of the fact that Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Friend, when we have respect for the Word of God, and this is that which I'm trying to emphasize to you, this is what we've been emphasizing and talking about the matter of worship. This is what we had in mind when we were talking about the item of music in Christian worship, that which we do in worship, the Lord's Supper, praying, giving of our means, the studying of His Word, the singing of praises unto God. That's by the authority of God. We read about those things in the New Testament. We believe the New Testament. This is the authority of Christ. This is that to which we are going to give an answer and are accountable. This is that which we must confine ourselves to do and do what He says with the right attitude and disposition. Those who don't care for respect for the Bible do a lot of different things that you don't find in the Bible, and still they call it Christianity. Friend, if you're going to read about Christianity, you better stick with the Bible. That's the only reliable source of it. And when you do that, you will be pleasing to God. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.